I'm Craig.
I'm Charlie, we're the Proclaimers.
Okay, well, first time at Strathallan, first year at Strathallan, what are your first impressions?
First impressions, despite the rain, is very good. I think it looks very nice venue. And the main thing is that, from what I can hear, the atmosphere is exactly the same, so that's really what you're looking for. I don't think the sight is the main thing. I think the fact that you've got the atmosphere and the crowd and that's retained is the, really the important thing.
Do you think it was inevitable that that atmosphere would come over from Bolado anyway?
I think it's the people that make the atmosphere. I mean, it is a beautiful location. I'm sure everybody who plays here will appreciate that. But it is the people that do it. And there's something about this festival. Each festival, we've done a lot at Glastonbury, we've done a lot here, we've done a lot at V festivals. And they all have slightly different. And this one's got a very youthful vibe to it.
How many times have you guys played?
I think this is the sixth time we've played here. I think it's six.
You think it's six?
I think it's definitely five. I think it's
six.
You
do a lot of gigs. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They must all blend into one.
This is what happens. Sometimes. You can't remember if an incident that happened here or a Bolado, you couldn't remember which setting or third or, you know, you can't remember when it happened.
Do you think this one might stand out for you, though, because it's the first?
I think it will. I think it will because it's in a tent. First time we did the festival was in a tent at Bolado in 2001, so this will be back to doing a tent. I think it will because of that geographic and atmospheric thing that a tent does. Yeah.
And also quite high up in the bill.
Yes, it's great. I mean, I think every time we've done it before, first time we did it was like 5 o'clock in the Saturday afternoon. The other times it's been, sometimes it's been the Friday, sometimes it's been the Saturday, but it's been much earlier in the day. So to get 9 till 10 o'clock slot is an honour, and we're looking forward to it.
Normally when I think of you guys at tea, it's sunshine,
mid-afternoon
time.
That's right,
so this is going to be quite different because it's going to be raining outside, you're going to be in a packed tent, so it's going to be quite a different atmosphere.
I'm assuming everybody will be lubricated a little bit more than they were at 2 or 3 in the afternoon as well. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's like always a great thing to do.
We were just talking about wellies and footwear and stuff. How are you prepared for this festival?
I've got a pair of boots. I've not got Wellington boots, but a pair of boots, and I'm going to get carried on stage by a sedan chair. So I'll be all right.
Of course. What else would you do? Do you think about mixing up the set list a bit as well?
We do. We always mix it up. We like, there's two or three new songs in that tonight. We try never to play the same set twice. But I think in a situation like this, you cater it to the thing where you know it's got to be up. We're playing two ballads in the middle of the set, but the rest of them are fairly up songs. So that's what we like to do. You do tend to try and cater it a little bit to the audience.
And do you keep certain songs for certain points in the set?
Yeah, I suppose we instinctively do that. There's one particular that may be kept for the end. And you always try to put up a couple of ballads in the middle. I mean, obviously, if we do a theatre show, we do 1.5 hours. Today it's down to an hour, so you've got to condense it a bit, but you can still get the same sort of feeling. But I think it's really important when it's as youthful an audience to keep it up tempo.
And is it a quick getaway for you guys after
it
this?
It is, apparently we've got to be out here by 11, so we're off stage at 10, so I think we're going to be out here by 20 past 10, so...
So no chance to go and see
anything yourself? No, unfortunately. But they're kicking us out, so we've got to get out.
And, you know, new album, new single coming out. What will we... Can we expect to hear some of that this evening?
Yeah, we're doing... I think we're either doing two or three new ones, both of them fairly up from this new record, and mixing it around with the few hits that we've had and a few other songs from the other 9 albums that we've done down the year.
But glad to be back at Tea in the Park.
Very much so, yeah.
Would you be gutted if one year they don't ask you?
I would like to play it every year. I understand that we can't do that. I think you have to be diplomatic about it. We'd have had a very good run here.
Yeah.
And we're extremely grateful for every time that we get asked to play anywhere, but particularly this one.